Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me here today for the live recording of the Rachel Varga podcast. We're going live on the Rachel Varga official Facebook page, YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe, like this video, share it with a friend or family member that you think could benefit from what we're going to talk about today, which is how to talk, you know, really tap into our feminine wonder, magic, and beauty. And also for the gentlemen listening, because 25% of you guys tuning in here on the show are guys, we're going to talk about accessing your alpha male, because there's a lot of women right now that are looking for the alpha males that are, you know, really setting themselves away from the pack, if you will. So I just wanted to encourage you all to subscribe, and yeah, let's get started on this really fun, special conversation with one of my dear friends, Angela Sumner. Angela, welcome back to the show. You've been here before. It's great to have you back. How's things going for you right now?
Rachel, I am so grateful for you. I love chatting with you. I love learning from you and having these elevating conversations. So hi, everyone. I'm Angela Sumner. I'm really glad to be here today. I hope this conversation just takes you to a really beautiful place. I'm incredible sitting here in the sunshine in the Rocky Mountains. We just had some snow, and after I finish this, we're going to go, well, my dog and I are going to go cold plunge. Rachel, I know you said earlier you've already cold plunged today. So that's on my schedule, just cold plunge and connecting to source, connecting to the natural world. Yeah, that's what I'm doing today.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I got my workout in this morning. I did my cold plunge in my galvanized tub in the backyard, and I love it. When I get in the cold water, it's literally just like a reboot, reset for my nervous system, because, you know, there's some stuff happening in the world right now. We got to just stay in our own lane. So we are going to give you guys some tips for doing just that, but also enjoying the beautiful life of being a human here. So let's just kind of like start things off actually for the guys of all things. What can the male listeners take away from the conversation that we're about to share here?
I want the men to tap into that primal part of their body, of their essence, that primal animal that lives inside of them. There's this thing that's happening in the world with like toxic masculinity and, you know, we don't know if toxic masculinity is like hyper masculine energy or if it's this like hyper emotional feminized energy. We don't even really know what is toxic masculinity. That's because there's no such thing. Men, feel free to be exactly who you are. When you tap into that animal, you're going to feel your instincts. Your instincts are going to pull you forward. Women and men are very different in this way. Whereas men trust their instincts, they take calculated actions to get what they want. Whereas women, our instincts are more subtle, and we kind of like have to listen to how the divine moves through us. So women and men are different in that way. So the men, I want you to feel the animal energy moving through you and just see what gets turned on.
Speaking of animals, I had the pleasure of hanging out with a black bear yesterday with my bestie on my off-grid day. I do this practice where one day a week I just get into the woods and, you know, just kind of go where the road takes me. And there's this adorable little black bear, and just spent some time hanging out with him. And it did this cute little bear shake. So if you want to see the cute little bear shake, it's on my Instagram page at Rachel Varga Official. And, you know, there's some things to be said for like animal totems and things like that, but maybe that's for another call. But I love that call out for guys, just encourage them to feel all the feels and really get into that feeling of what's going to help them support their masculinity and not kind of get distracted with things. What are you seeing women asking about regarding sovereignty and also familial interactions right now? I'm just curious because you work with a ton of clients, like high achieving, high level CEOs, tons of clients, and are seeing some common threads. So what are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of common threads. Actually, the bear medicine, I saw that on your Instagram. The bear is such an incredible power totem, power animal. You'll see I have a black jaguar here as well as a serpent on my side. And so I'm seeing this with women and men as well. Lots of animals coming in, lots of birds coming in. One of my clients right now is working with the medicine of the great blue heron that's coming in. I had to move my computer because the sun was shining in so hard. It was like getting really hot.
That's funny you mentioned the blue herons because I saw one fly over me in the city yesterday. And then when I do my cold plunge in the ocean, there's just this majestic blue heron. The wingspan must be like 5-6 feet wide. And there's like a lot of power and beauty to that bird just with like the gorgeous wings. It just exudes grace to me.
Oh yeah. Well, the blue heron is all about self-reflection. So each animal carries a different medicine and energy. So my women who come to me, also the men who are listening, ask yourself what animals are showing up for you in your dream time, in your waking life, what animals are coming onto your path because they carry a very particular medicine. And I know this world is wild right now. I get it. But spirit is always trying to reach us and activate us and turn us on. And one of the ways that that happens is through animal interaction. So I'm seeing that. The other thing I'm seeing with women is a lot of women are asking, like, how do we weather the wild world right now? And one of the things you said earlier is what I tell my women over and over again. We have to enjoy being human while we stay connected to spirit. And those two pieces are integral in the human existence. You don't just get to experience being human and you don't just have to hide away in a cave and talk to spirit. It's both at the same time. So how we maintain our sovereignty is to listen to God or great spirit, the divine, whatever you want to call the power that is here for us. Tune in and ask, like, what's right for me? What's right for you is not what's right for everyone else. You have your own beautiful path. And when you listen and tune in and find out what it takes, what it means for you to be sovereign, then your path just unfolds. And it really isn't that hard. You know, a lot of people are struggling right now, but I say you don't have to struggle. You can see a neighbor or a family member or a friend going through something. And you don't have to get involved in it. You can stay in your own lane and love them and encourage them and pray for them. But really staying in your own lane is going to open the door for everyone to access the divine on their own terms.
Staying in your own lane is definitely something that resonates with me. And, you know, it says in the Bible that information can fall on deaf ears. So we're seeing a lot of like internet warriors right now sharing their truths and opinions, which I mean, is great. I'm all about free speech and all of that. But sometimes you're just going to be on a different path and there's nothing wrong with that we're at choice points right now. So I'm curious if you're kind of seeing that with your clients and understanding that concept that like, really you can choose to do this. You can choose to do this. You can choose to do this. This is the whole point of being a human. It's having the freedom to make different choices. And I love what you said about staying in your own lane. I think that that's a great tip too. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, just as you said about choice, choice is huge. And a lot of times humans, we think that the bigger choices mean the most. So I want everyone who's listening right now, let's play a game. Everyone, Rachel, you can do it too. I want to ask you, what is one of the things in your past that was like the hardest choice to make? And you can look back on it now and you can say, oh, it wasn't that hard. Like it actually was quite easy. Rachel, can you think of one of those times in your life where you like went back and forth and you were like tormented over it and then you just like made the choice?
Yeah, that's something that's happened quite recently for me. And after, I'm not going to get into the details of what that choice really is, But, you know, I checked my Oura Ring score this morning. I have the highest readiness score I've ever had. The Oura Ring is a biohacking tool, tracks your metrics. My heart rate variability, my heart rate has improved lately just by reducing stress in my life and actually getting in like workouts in the morning. But I had to do some lifestyle modifications to really put my health and wellness first. So I literally am starting my day that way. And then the rest of the day, it's just kind of more in like that beautiful flow state. I have more energy to do the things that are really important to me and have more energy to have really meaningful interactions with people that are, important in my life at this time. So sometimes making those choices that can be uncomfortable can lead to kind of like a higher level of satisfaction with a number of different aspects in my life.
I see this a lot with women with their workouts. You know, they'll put off doing a workout or they'll say, oh, tomorrow I'll work out, or it'll be easier tomorrow. It'll be easier next week. It'll be easier when I stop bleeding. It'll be easier when. And time and time again, when I've gone back with a woman through her history, I have seen that it actually really doesn't matter when she starts. It's that she starts, right? It's that you begin working out. There's never going to be a perfect day. There's never going to be a perfect time to do a cold plunge. There's never going to be a perfect time to pray or to meditate. It's never easy to turn your shower to ice cold, but you just do it. And as soon as you do it, it becomes part of who you are. And as soon as it becomes part of who you are, you eliminate that decision fatigue. In the biohacking world and in the success world, those who are most successful are those who have very little decision fatigue. You make a decision and you go with it. When I wake up, it's an uncompromisable. I meditate for 11 minutes. Sometimes I meditate for another 11 minutes. Sometimes I get right up and run outside. Sometimes I have an orgasm. Sometimes I pray. Sometimes I am hungry and eat immediately. But my 11-minute meditation is what I do. It's who I am. So when we can eliminate the decision fatigue and make our choices representative of who we are, then who we are, again, goes back to staying in our own lane. You know, when I meditate, when I'm centered, when I do my workout, when I do the things that are right for me, then everyone else's choices, everyone else's life, I get to witness their life, but I'm not trying to change them. Most of the time when I see someone who's like trying to change someone, it's because she herself or he himself does not have a solid routine, regimen, you know, sense of who they are. It's very rare, you know, Rachel, it's very rare you find someone who's really successful who's trying to like fix or change someone else, because we're so grounded in who we are and we're just doing our own thing. We're staying in our own lane. And then we attract people who are rooted and grounded and doing their own thing and successful as well. So that's what I'm seeing a lot of. And eliminate your choices, make your choices who you are and spend less time, you know, trying to decide what to do next. Just make a decision and move on.
I definitely echo the importance of a morning routine. I do something similar. I'll wake up, I'll think about five things I'm grateful for. I'll do my morning prayers. I'll kind of do my check-in with myself and all that cool stuff. Maybe I'll do some scriptural reading. And when I do that, I feel like I've landed. And what I'm making sure I'm avoiding is getting kind of pulled into like that lower second chakra world event kind of thing, because our earth is kind of in like a third chakra, energetic, but it's kind of slipping down. But there's a lot of us that are really vibrating at a different wavelength. So you call that like high vibe mentality, high vibe living, things like that. I mean, this is really what the beauty of being a human is that you can make those choices. So even just this morning, one of my girlfriends texted me something. I'm like, oh, I really don't want to like think about that stuff right now. I just want to kind of be in my humanness and do the things that are going to make me feel good. So even just like one of my closest girlfriends sending me something that, you know, is interesting and funny and thought provoking, it's like it didn't really resonate with me today. So just kind of take it day by day, and there's nothing wrong with that, but just notice what is making you feel better and also some things that might be kind of pulling you down, and just notice it and just notice how you feel. So for you, Angela, I'm just curious, like with you and with what some of your highly successful clients are doing when they're starting their day?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty much the same thing. And this is not going to be a surprise to you, Rachel, but it's gratitude. It's a prayer or meditation. It's having an intermittent fasting schedule, or knowing where we are in our cycle. So for instance, I'm getting ready to bleed, so I'm not fasting at all. So I wake up and have my bulletproof coffee, which hilariously I posted on Instagram that we were going to chat, and I actually met you through the Bulletproof radio podcast, and you were a guest. So right as I was preparing for this, my order from Bulletproof came in, which, by the way, if you're listening to this today, it's Friday, so I don't know how long the sale lasts, but there's 25% off their bestseller. So I ordered like five pounds of coffee and the brain octane oil, all these things. So I have my Bulletproof coffee, which usually is just black. I really like black coffee as long as there's no mycotoxins and it's a really good quality of coffee. I don't drink like the small local roasters. I want my coffee tested for mold. I have a history of mold. So I have my coffee. I have a dog. He's quite young and he's part wild wolf. So I take him out for about an hour and a half and I come back and I don't even turn my phone on at all. I don't look at my screens at all until usually 10, 11 or 12. It's usually around noon that I turn my phone on. And that's when I start chatting to clients. So I have private clients and then I have my membership site. I have a mastermind group of women who are into all things yummy feminine magic. And I work for a few hours. And so my morning routine just sets me up. Again, depending on where I'm in my cycle, I'll do a cold plunge or I won't. I'll do an exercise or I won't. I'm not exercising right now. Rachel knows why. Ooh, should I tell you why? I'm not exercising because I had a fat transfer to my breasts. So I am not doing any really elevated high intensity or fat burning because I don't want to burn the ladies. I don't want to burn any fat. So I did some stretching in the morning. I really listen to my body. My morning routine, I have the hallmarks. I have the foundation of the meditation, the gratitude, journaling, and then everything else kind of flows. And that's the feminine way. If you're a woman and you're listening, I want you to know that you are not meant to be super like in your calendar. This hour I'm doing this, this hour I'm doing that. It's more of a flow. It's more of a connection to source that's like, it's just organic. It moves through you. And yes, we can have those kind of hallmarks, those foundations of our day, but I'm most successful when I just flow.
I feel you on that. And it's funny. Some of my like best days, my most successful days are actually my off-grid days where intentionally I'm taking that time to just recharge, recover, recoup. I actually have to, I find, get like 3 hours into the bush, no cell reception kind of thing. And for me to actually achieve that. And it gives me noticeable metric improvements through my biomarkers like heart rate variability, my ability to sleep better as well. So I don't think that we should downplay those types of practices. And it's going to be unique to everybody. So just like explore that, feel into what makes you feel juicy and beautiful and radiant and magnetic and all of that cool stuff. So let's talk about one of the other things that, oh, and talking about fasting, I just wanted to drop something here. I actually stopped doing longer fasts based on some nutrition information that I've gleaned because I'm working towards, eliminating headaches, and nutrition supplementation can be helpful for that. So I actually now don't fast longer than 12 hours in a day. So today I had a smoothie that my hubby made me with collagen. And then I also just made some fresh eggs from my girlfriend's chickens. She's got 24 chickens. She gave me 20 eggs yesterday. So I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to have this delicious breakfast with animals that my girlfriend actually helped raise, which is neat.
Well, I'm the same way with fasting. So I used to be really regimented, really regimented. So totally. I went to India like 10 years ago and I would only eat like one time a day. And I wanted to optimize my human. So I was only eating once a day, and through healing my hormones and considering possibly having a child in the near future, I wanted to really optimize my health, my feminine connection. And I have the propensity to be really thin. So I'm not doing any regimented fasting. I stop eating about 3 or 4 hours before bed. I don't like to lay down with a full stomach. It just feels weird. And then I wake up and sometimes I'll eat in the first hour. Sometimes it's, you know, a couple of hours, but it's all intuitive. So I love to hear that you're doing that too. That makes me so happy.
It's actually made a big difference with, I'd even say like my mood throughout the day. And if you're giving your body what it wants to, you know, be as optimized as possible with your hormones and blood sugar. I'm actually going to be getting into some glucose monitoring. So stay tuned for that one.
I just did it.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
I just did a 4-week. I wore a CGM on the back of my arm. I did, do you know the Zoe app? Are you familiar?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. So the Zoe is a Harvard and King's College study. So if you go to like, there's like a website, it's, I think it's Zoe app, but you can get on and it's just, I think $40 or $50 US and they send you the whole kit and you log your food and your activity and everything. And it was incredible. It told me so much about myself and my diet. And I actually really don't do well with long fasts. I don't have the Aura ring yet. That's my next thing. That's my Mother's Day gift to myself. Maybe I'll order it. Oh, maybe I'll order it today.
I swear it's changed the way that like I look at my days. So say, for example, I have a bad readiness score based on, you know, the day before I didn't exercise well enough or I didn't sleep great. When you just start to notice if your readiness score is lower, to not push yourself on those days. And I swear that's how I've avoided not burning out over the last couple of years of really showing up more in this type of space. And it's allowed me to just continue to be my best version. But I got the highest readiness score I've ever had today. It was 97 and I got a crown. And I feel it today. I feel awesome. So what questions are your clients asking you around their sexual health and female embodiment right now, Angela?
So right now, I'm seeing a lot of worry. And so if you're listening to this, I want you to take a big deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay. There's a lot of worry in the world. And whenever we hold our breath, whenever we worry, we're basically calling in something we don't want. So in order to be fully in our bodies, to feel the natural world, to feel the air on our skin, to feel spirit coming in, to feel connections coming in. Rachel, I remember when I heard your voice on Bulletproof, I was like, I'm going to know her. Like I could feel the energy. You can't feel that energy when you're worried, when you're stressed, when you're shut down, when you're holding your breath. So in order, you know, we can all think of our sexual selves and the fluids that run through us and the activation through our chakras that's like just waiting to happen. And none of that can happen when we're shut down, when we're worried about ourselves or the state of the world or our bank accounts or our families. And to eliminate that stress, to eliminate that worry allows for connection. I can tell you one thing is for sure, that it's all okay in the end. So if it's not okay right now, it is not the end. And you're not going to get through this time in human history, which we are making history. So by the way, what side of history are you on? You know, we're all making history right now through the choices we make, through the way we spend our time, through the things we read, the podcasts we listen to, the plants we have, our bodies. We're all making history. So you're not going to be able to see what wants to come through you, what you want to channel, what information wants to move through your body. If you're worried and stressed about your family or your friends or the state of the world, it's all going to be okay. I know it's going to be okay. I know the goodness and the light and the spirit of the divine always wins. And there's no point in worrying about it. So instead of worrying, stop. I tell my clients, stop and ask yourself, where am I shut down? Am I shut down in my head? Does my head feel tight? Am I thinking too much? Am I exhausting a lot of mental energy? So if you feel shut down in your head, imagine that your head just opens and there's space and it kind of becomes like glitter or like, I love gold. So it becomes like gold, like golden, golden sunshine. If your heart is shut down, if you feel mad at someone or angry at a politician or whatever it is, you know, a medical institute, if you feel that pain in your chest, just stop and breathe and feel your heart open with compassion and love for that person. If you feel shut down in your physical body, ask yourself, have I exercised? Have I felt pleasure? have I had enough water? Is my water clean? Is my water clean? Which, by the way, here where I live, they say this is like the cleanest water in the United States. Yeah, with 14 chemicals and toxins. So nope, I don't drink that water because I want clean water that nourishes my body. If you feel shut down sexually, ask yourself, what turns me on? Do I have plants around me? Am I moving? Am I experiencing dance? Am I forgiving someone? So wherever you feel shut down in your body, and we all go through this in our lives, you're not going to get anywhere by feeling shut down. The most important thing we can do is open and surrender, open and trust. My middle name is Faith for a reason. Open and have faith. And sexually speaking, we need to feel that connection to our own energy that moves through us. There's a serpent in women's bodies. There's a serpent that wants to be activated. And so many have shut that down from fear and from worry. So stop that.
Love it. Yeah. I love a lot of the work that you do. I've been following you also as a client for, I think, about a year and a half as well, which is pretty cool. So to learn more about Angela Sumner, check out her website, angelasumner.com, and work with her one-on-one or take part in a number of her programs to help you access your feminine wonder, magic, and beauty. And for the alpha gents that tune into the show here, you're going to want to hit up Angela, start having a conversation with her because she is one badass babe that is on a mission to just help women be their most vibrant, magical, sexual, feminine versions of themselves. So if you feel like you're up to the task of working with a woman at that level, please reach out to Angela.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel. I am so grateful for you again. I'm grateful for everyone listening who's opening up to spirit and helping us hold that light for humanity right now. We are all in this together. So I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. And I look forward to having you back on the show again. And Angela, you also have a podcast, the Summon Her podcast. And I just love listening to your voice. I was listening to one of your episodes yesterday. It was just like so calming. I love the tone and energy to your voice when you do your episodes too. So be sure to check out her work there as well. Thanks, Angela, for hanging out with us here today on the Rachel Varga podcast. Be sure to subscribe. Hit the bell notification on Facebook and YouTube on the Rachel Varga official pages. And let me know if you have any questions about today's episode. You can send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and work with me one-on-one at rachelvarga.ca as well. And have a fantastic rest of your day, everybody. And Angela, we're about to do an IG live on your channel. Tell everybody where they can tune into that one as well.
Yes, please come on over. It's at Angela Sumner. And then there are two underscores afterwards, but you can just type my name in and you'll find us.
Awesome. Have a good one today, guys. Bye.